Henry is 35. Claire is 13. I am in the clearing, in the meadow. It's very early in the morning, just before dawn. It's late summer. All the flowers and grasses are up to my chest. It's chilly. I am alone. I wade through the plants and locate the clothes box, open it up and find blue jeans and a white Oxford shirt and flip-flops. I've never seen these clothes before, so I have no idea where I am in time. Claire has also left me a snack. There's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich carefully wrapped in aluminum foil, with an apple and a bag of Jay's potato chips. Maybe this is one of Claire's school lunches. My expectations veer in the direction of the late 70s or early 80s. I sit down on the rock and eat the food, and then I feel much better. The sun is rising. The whole meadow is blue, and then orange, and pink. The shadows are elongated, and then it is day. There's no sign of Claire. I crawl a few feet into the vegetation, curl up on the ground even though it is wet with dew, and sleep. When I wake up, the sun is higher and Claire is sitting next to me reading a book. She smiles at me and says, "Daylight in the swamp. The birds are singing and the frogs are croaking and it's time to get up." I groan and rub my eyes. "Hi, Claire. What's the date?" "Sunday, September 23rd, 1984. Claire is 13. A strange and difficult age, but not as difficult as what we're going through in my present. I sit up and yawn. "Claire, if I asked very nicely, would you go into your house and smuggle out a cup of coffee for me?" "Coffee?" Claire says this as though she's never heard of the substance. As an adult, she is as much of an addict as I am. She considers the logistics.